Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner, powered by ComOn. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head girls basketball coach Rod Mooney, Humboldt head boys basketball coach Ryan O'Hearn, and Humboldt head boys wrestling coach Chad Beeman. The Humboldt Wildcats girls basketball team fell to Webster City 62-54 on Thursday to open North Central Conference play and conclude their first week of games at one win and one loss. I sat down with Mooney after Thursday's loss.
It's a rough one tonight for us, but we have to learn from every game, and certainly a lot of things that we can learn from tonight. I thought we hustled well. I thought we played hard. We always play hard. I think that goes without saying, but we have to think the game a little bit better. We had quite a few mental mistakes. We missed too many free throws. It's not hard for us, you know, in the locker room to find 8, 9, 10 more points, you know, if we think objectively about the game, you know. And we just need to get into practice and really focus in on the mental aspects of time and score and what we're trying to accomplish and to play within the framework of what we're trying to do so that we don't give up easy baskets when we don't need to. And, you know, we're pretty young in a lot of ways. You know, we've got some experience, but we've also got some kids that are playing their first real significant varsity minutes. And so, you know, the crowd's louder, and you know, when you get that many people yelling at you, sometimes it causes your brain to freeze a little bit. We'll get through that. We'll figure it out. And that starts with me in practice. We'll do a better job of trying to make sure that we fix that stuff in practice and pay more attention to, you know, some of the details and some of the mental things in practice. And, you know, we'll come out of that's okay. We just need to make sure that we learn from our mistakes and move forward.
Looking at offensively, Ava Fisher, 5 threes tonight, 22 points. What'd you see out of the senior with a couple of late shots to kind of keep things close?
You know, that's what Ava Fisher does. You know, she's always been a kid who isn't afraid to take big shots at big moments. And, you know, when the chips are down, you know, she's always willing to step into one of those, you know. And, you know, I thought the other night we did a pretty good job of spreading the ball around, and I thought late in the game we did a much better job of spreading the ball around in terms of other kids getting touches and, you know, attacking the basket and creating things for each other. And, you know, going forward, that's what we need to do. You know, we know what we're going to get from Ava. We're going to get a consistent shooter from the outside and all of the intangibles, but, you know, we've got to find ways for everybody else to be involved too and not just watch. And that's also part of the whole varsity experience is figuring out ways that we can all contribute.
And speaking of, you know, the youth on the scene, Landry Lash, back-to-back game, she's had double figures, finishing with 10 points tonight. What are you seeing out of her early here as a sophomore?
Boy, there isn't a kid that guards any harder than her. Boy, she really gets after it. She's doing a really good job of attacking the basket right now, and her shot's getting better and better as it goes. But she plays so hard on defense that sometimes it's hard to calm down. And, you know, she plays about 110 miles an hour on defense, so you got to knock it down to 55 on offense, and that's kind of tricky sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
you know, she competes really hard. And you love having kids that compete that hard. And, you know, honestly, I thought all our kids went out and competed hard tonight. We weren't successful, but that doesn't mean that they didn't compete hard.
What was the message post-game in the locker room as you get ready for another game upcoming on Monday when you head to Fort Dodge?
Oh, it was exactly that. You know, we got to go into practice tomorrow, and we got to work on time and score, and we got to work on, you know, what we're going to do, and we've got to do a better job of communicating that to our kids and, you know, just trying to make sure that we can put everybody in the best chance that they have to be successful. It's early in the season. We've got a lot of stuff in there, and so we just need to kind of dial it in and make sure that we know that we all know the same things.
Any thoughts early about Fort Dodge?
It's always physical. It's always a fun game. You know, the kids know each other well enough that it will be a physical game. You know, we're going to have to do a good job of rebounding and taking care of the basketball. But, you know, hopefully we can, kind of rebound from tonight and get ourselves locked back in. And I'm sure the kids will be ready to play.
Well, Coach, appreciate you taking some time to join us and wish you best of luck coming up on Monday against Fort Dodge.
All right. Thank you.
The Humboldt Wildcats boys basketball team opened the season with a 64-32 win over Manson Northwest Webster on Tuesday. I sat down with O'Hearn after the win.
Well, I just thought it was a tremendous defensive effort by our guys. Our starting five really set the tone with that 1-2-2 press to start the game. We were able to scramble out of it, make Moline and Daggett take tough shots. They're two really good players. I was worried about those guys coming in. I was able to go watch them play in their Achieve game last Tuesday in Iowa Falls, and Daggett had 18, Moline had 17 or 18, and they just make winning basketball plays. So I thought we did a good job on our top two guys, something we'll have to do all year. We were able to get stops and get rebounds against a little bit more size than what we had with their 6'10 kid inside. And then when we brought it on the break, moved the ball pretty well, and we were able to get a piece of the paint here and kick it out for threes and get layups. And so I was just pleased overall with how hard we played and how we executed.
Well, Coach, you had four players in double figures tonight. Jackson Flaherty, you know, typically used to seeing this team shoot threes, but to see this team have that strength here tonight inside, what did you see from that aspect of it?
Well, yeah, we're looking to attack the paint, get a piece of the paint, get layups, get to the free throw line, kick out threes. Those are the kind of the main three shots anymore in the modern basketball. It's all trickled down from the NBA with analytics. So we're trying to get layups, free throws, and threes, kind of like what Iowa coach Ben McCollum talks about, and just kind of be efficient offensively. And then a lot of those points, you know, came off turnovers. We were able to get some steals. We were able to get the rebounds and get out and bring it on the break. So we did a good job. We missed a few layups here and there, but, you know, it's something we need to keep working on every day is our layups and finishing through some contact, playing on the road if maybe you don't get the haul sometimes. But thought Fish Anchor did a nice job tonight, let us play for the most part. And that's 3A basketball. That's NCC basketball. And it was just good to open up here tonight against a Manson team who's going to have a really good season in their league and at the 2A level.
You talked about, you know, working through some of the struggles against Carroll in that scrimmage last week, and then going into this game, do you think there's been some improvements made coming off of that Carroll scrimmage? Are you starting to see some things continue to build up here in the early portion of the season?
Well, yeah, and I just think everybody felt rushed and a little bit anxiety with the snowstorm, and I was in Cedar Rapids at my wife's parents for Thanksgiving and then came back Friday morning, and then we're trying to get two gyms ready to scrimmage Carroll with the varsity in one gym and the JV in the other gym and get the wrestle-offs ready. And we came out pretty flat against a really good Carroll team and just did not play very well. So I was not feeling good after the Carroll scrimmage. And then the snow hits, and I'm snow blowing my driveway two or three times all weekend. So it's just a tough feeling going into that weekend with the snowstorm. But I thought we had a good practice on Monday. And then we usually have a little shoot around or walkthrough before we get on the bus, and the guys were locked in and dialed in and just came out, and we just had to play and just had to come out and play and have good body language, be a good teammate, not react to anything that happens that doesn't go our way in the game, and just be solid, you know, for 32 minutes of basketball.
After the win here, you go back to the locker room. What was the message to the team after getting a win on night one?
Well, really, I just came directly up here. I just told those guys we'll talk when we get home, and they were going to jump in the showers for a quick 10 minutes there and get on the bus and get home. So we'll just talk about some of the good things we did and talk as a staff on the way home. Coach Birdsell and Coach Hines, who did a nice job of preparing the scouting report for tonight with the huddle clips. So we'll just talk when we get home, and we got a little bit of a break now, which I was hoping we could get this one tonight. And then, you know, we'll start to watch film on Fort Dodge and Newell Fonda at Fort Dodge. Monday night won't be easy, and then a really good Newell Fonda team coming in with some returning players from that high-scoring offense on Tuesday. So the prep, we'll have pictures tomorrow after practice, and then the prep Wednesday, Thursday. We'll take Friday off with Joe Fitch going on and practice Saturday and try and get ready for two games there, Monday and Tuesday, and then we go to Clarion next Friday. He's playing really well with a good win over Eagle Grove last night, and those guys have been playing varsity basketball for 3 years now. They do a nice job. Good coach there at Clarion. So three big games next week, but nothing better than getting this first win tonight and heading into next week, where it's going to be three tough games, and then Hampson and Clear Lake before Christmas break. So it's going to be quick here, quick 3 weeks before we head into the Christmas break.
Your next opponent, as you mentioned, Fort Dodge on Monday. Any early thoughts about taking on the Dodgers, another non-conference game?
Well, yeah, the Peterson kid, longtime Iowa Central coach Rick Peterson, his son's an excellent player, and we just haven't had a chance to watch much film on him. I talked to Fort Dodge AD today, and they said they got beat by Des Moines East last night. They were playing Boone tonight, so we'll get into the huddle and watch those two games, and also keep an eye on Newell Fonda and Clarion as we try and get ready for next week. But yeah, expecting a good crowd just down the road at Fort Dodge. Pretty good rivalry. A lot of people know each other, obviously, Fort Dodge and Humboldt being that close. So looking forward to going into the Dodger gym next Monday night.
You're back in the NCC. You get your first win. What's it mean to be back here coaching, and is it kind of a sigh of relief to get the first one out of the way?
It is, and it's just special because, you know, my dad was a 1975 graduate of Northwest Webster High School, which the high school was in Barnum at the time. And now with this being Manson, Northwest Webster, consolidated for obviously many years. And then my grandma's farm, I had eight kids. Her farm is just west of Barnum, about 3 miles. So just growing up, being in the Barnum-Manson kind of area, going to my grandma's farm. So just pretty special for my parents to be here tonight. And then I know a couple of my cousins were here with kids in the Manson Northwest Webster School District. So just special to get it done, but couldn't be prouder of our guys and all the credit to our guys about how hard they played. And they're all good teammates and just got to continue to improve and get better in practice. JV got a good win. So we got things rolling a little bit, but just got to keep it going and can't let up.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the win. Wish you many more in your coaching career here in Humboldt.
Thanks for all the coverage.
Also, congratulations on the win here tonight for the program, and wish you best of luck coming up on Monday against Fort Dodge.
All right, well, thanks. We'll see you Monday night. Go Cats.
The Humboldt Wildcats boys wrestling team won the 2025 Joe Fitch Invitational team title on Friday with four individual champions in the tournament. I sat down with Beeman to discuss the performances.
Kind of unexpected. I mean, and it's, and I hate to say that because we always expect to win, but I mean, really, this is a brand new team. Lots of new faces in our lineup this year. And we just, you know, and we still really don't know what exactly to expect. So, a pleasant surprise, but, you know, obviously we still have a lot of things to work on.
Seeing how the younger guys have stepped up in this lineup here early on in the season between Thursday night, getting the sweep and the duels, and then tonight, are you pleasantly surprised to see how well the team's gelling here early?
Yeah, I mean, we expect all of our guys to be able to step up. Even look at Mason Frieders. He didn't even know he was going to be in the varsity lineup until about 4 o'clock Thursday night, and goes 3-0 in the duels, and turns around and runner-up today. You know, somebody that wasn't even necessarily planning on being in the lineup, but it jumped in and did his job. So that's kind of what we expect from all of our guys, whether they're the top guy on the ladder, fourth guy on the ladder. And I think the kids really do take on that mentality, and a little bit of that showed today.
Four champions here today range from freshmen to juniors here today. What'd you think of their performances, your four champions?
Yeah, we asked the kids when we brought them into the wrestling room before that final round. You know, we had about four key areas that we needed to see improvement in. You know, we saw that. We saw that from all of our kids in the final round. So, you know, our kids are coachable. You know, they need to learn to be a little bit more gritty in some certain situations. But, you know, we like how responsive they are and you know, definitely improved. And that's what we want to do, is know that they're coachable and that we're going to get better each time that we step out on the mat.
And they coach through two nights of wrestling this year so far. First of all, back-to-back, to have the success that you had, short turnaround to this tournament. I guess, what does it say about the team here early on?
It does put them through, it really tests them. I mean, we had a very late night Thursday night, wrestle three duels, turn around the next day, we have an early tournament, so they're, you know, you're making weight back-to-back nights. You know, it's, we like challenging them like that, and I mean, there was zero complaints, and, you know, we really appreciated how the kids responded. Now, like I said, we still have a lot of things from weight management and just technique standpoints that we need to get a lot better. But, you know, we like how the kids reacted. And I really think a lot of our mental training has a lot to do with that.
And then, Coach, what's the message of the team moving forward here as you got the final 2 weeks before Christmas break?
Just two tough weeks here. We want to make sure that we finish strong going into break, because then we turn around, we give the kids 7 days off, and then, I mean, we have a very challenging schedule the rest of the year, so there's no easy competition days, and we want to make these next six or seven, you know, practice days that we get to be in the room before break, and four competitions, so, you know, we need to make every second count, and you know, keep making improvements and be coachable and enjoy this time with your teammates, and we're going to keep making big improvements throughout the year.
Appreciate it, Coach, and congratulations on tonight.
Yep, thank you. Appreciate it.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, powered by Com One. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.